All right, what's poppin', y'all? What's poppin'? Let me change this music up. Matter of fact, let's get it a little lighter. Yeah. Salute to everybody, man. Salute to everybody on this wonderful Monday. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I got the wrong backdrop up. Hold up. I'm in a rush. My bad, y'all. My bad. My bad. Salute to everybody on the check-in, man. Make sure y'all tap in on the Patreon, man. The Ultimate Sacrifice and Entertainment. How entertainers lose loved ones, man. Gave y'all some valuable information in this video. I'm going to be dropping another video this evening for all my Patreon people. If you would like to join the Patreon, there's over 500 videos up there. Way more uncensored than anything I put on YouTube, all right? Way more uncensored. I mean, I get into details about all of this stuff, all right? So if you want to learn the inner dark secrets of how this work on this industry stuff, you might want to tap in on the Patreon. The link is in the description below. I got some people to shout out real quick, man. I ain't going to do too much because I'm running a little late. But salute to my man Getz 187, my man C Note, Recavelli, Terrell Jones, So Tone Deaf, Nadia, Lee Entertainment, Say That Ish, Chill Vibes, Jerry Moore, Tony Montana, Say Less, what's poppin'? Alright, so got some crazy stuff to show y'all today. Very, very crazy. All right. Y'all know I always try to find the most craziest stuff to show y'all without losing my channel on this YouTube thing, right? But we're going to talk about it. So one thing in particular is going to be, now some people remember the show, the lady Chelsea from That's So Raven, right? She had recently did an interview and called Orlando Brown a liar. Okay, she called him a liar. Now we're going to talk about that, and then we're going to talk about Marina Abramovich, all right, saying that Trump is good for right now and he's a magician. I didn't know this, but we found the video somewhere. And then we're going to talk about Quincy Jones, you know what I'm saying, musical legend Quincy Jones, all right. We can't discredit him. I'm not going to be disrespectful, but I will point out some things. Got some clips from the OG, Professor Griff. Salute to Professor Griff. You know what I'm saying? If y'all out there and y'all rock with Professor Griff and he rock with y'all, let him know that Jay used his clip because it's valuable information. We cannot leave out the OGs, all right? And then we're going to do a little bit like now. For all my peoples out there, right? For all my peoples out there, temp agency goons, okay? Y'all about to be out of work soon too, okay? Y'all about to be out of work soon too. AI is taking all the warehouse jobs. I'm going to show y'all this. So kick your feet up, you know what I'm saying? We're going to play some stuff. And then I got a wild video to show y'all. About Jay-Z. Now, I didn't know this, okay? I didn't know Jay-Z brought a private island. I may be late to the party, but by the grace of God, we found the video. Yes, we did. We found it. All right? But I'm going to play this for y'all. We're going to start there, and then we're going to get into some, like, loss of ownership. We don't own nothing. You will own nothing and be happy. Okay? We're going to talk about it, though. Let's get into this Jay-Z clip real quick.
Jay-Z and Beyonce have purchased their own private island in the Bahamas. Small island north of Walker's Key in the Abacos for just under $3 million. There is a natural harbor on the west side of the island, and the island can accommodate an airstrip of at least 5,000 feet.
The plane crashed only 200 feet from the end of the runway in Marsh Harbor, which is in the Abacos.
When I see stuff like this, right, this is what you call rabbit holes. When I see stuff like this, right, not only is it ritualistic, But then that just makes me think, because why was Jay-Z playing Aaliyah so close? Okay, what did he know? Was Beyonce behind this? Okay, what caused this? Because for them to just purchase the island years later that Aaliyah had passed or died on, that's kind of sinister if you ask me. I don't know. I could be bugging, but that's kind of sinister. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of sinister. Okay, rest in peace to Aaliyah. You know what I'm saying? That was a sad situation still to this day. I did a video on Patreon and I talked about a lot of celebrities that die in plane crashes, right? YouTube made me take it down because it was too graphic, but I spoke about this, and they're not the only people. You know, you had television people or country western singers like Reba, Leonard Skinner, all of these people died. Well, Reba didn't die, but her group, her band died in a plane crash, and next thing you know, she blows up and gets a TV show. We don't know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? But I remember Mary J. Blige saying on 106 in Park that was supposed to be her in that plane. Okay, I remember this very clearly. The clip is still out there somewhere on YouTube. Okay, but it's real, real wacky out here. Salute to Chill Vibes. Thank you. He said, thank you for the gems. Never stop. Brother, bless. Thank you. God bless you, man. I pray that the Most High continues to bless you tenfold, man. Anybody that loves this channel, man, I pray that the Most High continues to bless y'all in all y'all endeavors, man. Now, I want to talk about this, right? Salute to Professor Griff. Now, I'm going to be respectful. Rest in peace to Quincy Jones. Okay, he was a legend. He did a lot of Michael Jackson's albums from, what's that album with the afro on it? Off the Wall. He did Off the Wall. He did Thriller. He did Bad. And then he stopped working with Michael Jackson. Now, we all know the infamous storyline, okay, of Tupac saying that Quincy Jones tried to hit on him, right? While Tupac was dating Kidada, this is the story. This is out there in the public. I didn't make this up. Quincy Jones tried to throw himself, okay, on Tupac, and Tupac declined. Next thing you know, Tupac get the spilling the beans in the interview, and he winds up dead. This is what you call breaking the oath now, okay? Now, I don't know if that had some correlations, but I do remember that interview very clearly, okay? It was in a magazine, and for some strange reason, nobody can find it, all right? I don't know why, but it's been scrubbed, you know what I'm saying? But I do remember this clearly of Tupac literally saying Quincy Jones tried to push up on him. All right, now, I'm going to play this quick clip from Professor Griff. Salute to Professor Griff, man, the legend out here. One of the first individuals that exposed this hip-hop vindictive satanic industry. All right, big mentor of mine, you know what I'm saying? Got to give Professor Griff his flowers, you know what I'm saying? But I'm gonna play this clip, and he breaks it down exactly the way it's supposed to be. Look, let's hear what Uncle Griff got to say.
A lot of time.
ETN, same time.
Laying down on the ground at midnight.
Yeah.
Look, he rubbing so Michael's leg. Wait. I don't think y'all saw that. He rubbed Michael's leg. Yo.
A lot of time.
ETN, same time.
Laying down on the ground at midnight.
Yeah, sleeping.
The thing Whoa. That raised some eyebrows with people is when I dropped the information about Quincy Jones. This Quincy Jones brought in Fresh Prince. And his first movie was what? 6 Degrees of Separation. Quincy Jones brought in Fresh Prince.
About that audio of Tupac that mysteriously disappeared.
When Tupac said no, that's when Tupac was mocked for death. Why? Because Tupac was engaged to Quincy Jones' daughter. Quincy Jones' daughter was best friend was Aaliyah.
Yo, Yo, now what Uncle Griff said, right? He spoke nothing but facts, because I'm going to put this out there too. Now, Quincy Jones, right? From my understanding, Quincy Jones got Will Smith, okay, the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air TV show, right? Now, don't forget about Benny Medina, okay? Benny Medina, all right, is funny. He's a funny guy. And for rumor has it is that him and Will Smith had a little thing going on in the early 90s. This is where all of them funny boy rumors come from, because they said that Benny Medina and Will Smith was messing around. Now, I'm not going to say Quincy Jones is a mook, but there's a lot of things pointing that way, right? Now, there could be a whole group of these people. This is why you call it a secret society. Could be a whole group of these individuals, these Boule members, that say, hey, you want a TV show, Will Smith? Duke Benny Medina, and you'll get a TV show. You get what I'm saying? But Benny Medina is no secret out there. Benny Medina was, he played ball. You feel what I'm saying? It's no secret. And then, like Uncle Griff said, the 6 Degrees of Separation movie. I can't play the clip because it's owned by television. But Will Smith got his back blown out by a white dude in that movie. Okay, that he was a funny boy, and that was the ritual. Now, I don't know if that was real, but I didn't watch the movie. I just choose not to put that in my psyche. But I don't know. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Somebody, Malik Smith said casting couch. Yeah, that's a fact. Yeah, casting couch. That type of stuff really do go on in Hollywood, man. It really do. It really does. I did a video which on the YouTube channel. I talked about Hollywood, man. And these casting couch and all of this stuff. That stuff is real, man. You know what I'm saying? It is real. So, Cube said, Dan, J-Marv, damn, bro, you grew like crazy. I'm a fan from like 4 years ago. Oh, salute, Cube, man. Thank you, man. I appreciate you for being here still. You know what I'm saying? I greatly appreciate everybody that's still here, man. It's, you know, it's not easy, man. But I do remember that story of Benny Medina and Will having a little relation. Now, I ain't trying to be messy or nothing. This is just what I heard. You know what I'm saying? This is just what I heard now. You know what I mean? So, there's a lot of weird stuff that goes on, but, you know, I'm not going to kick Quincy back in after I just kicked this back in. I'm just calling it how I see it. You know, none of these industry people. And then you got all these rappers like, rest in peace, Quincy Jones. You was a legend. Well, did he duke you too? That's what I want to know. Well, you know what I'm saying? I don't know, man. I know the OG's going to hate my guts for this. Jay, you wildin' disrespecting Quincy Jones like that. He never did nothing for me. You know what I'm saying? He never did nothing for me. So, you know, I don't care. Salute to Rodney Shepherd, man. Thank you. Appreciate you, Rodney Shepherd, man. Did he have anything to say? Oh, he ain't say nothing. Thank you, Rodney Shepherd. I appreciate you. And salute to 5-5 Felicia Dade also, man. Salute to 5-5 Felicia Dade. Thank you. I greatly appreciate you. She said, thank you for all your knowledge. Salute to 5-5 Felicia Dade. All right, now, all right, so let's go into this, man, because we want to get into some, I got so much to show y'all in a short time span, and we only been about 15 minutes in. Salute lyrics is said, expose the truth shall set you free. That's a fact. You know what I'm saying? We in the age of awakening, where people is just, you know, understanding that a lot of these so-called legends, they had dark secrets too. You know what I'm saying? Now, I don't know where I want to go. Do I want to go to a Marina Abramovic calling Donald Trump a magician? Or do I want to go into the girl from That's So Raven exposing Orlando Brown? Let's get into something real important before I lose y'all. So all my peoples that work temp agency jobs, you know what I'm saying? I used to be a temp goon back in the day. I told y'all this. Like, that was my forte. I was a temp goon. I work a job for 3 months, quit, get unemployment, and do it again. You know what I'm saying? That was my thing. I ain't ashamed to say that. But for all my temp goons out there, man, your job is on the line, son. Your job is on the line. Look at this, y'all. Watch this, man. This is crazy. This is crazy. Now, they got robot pallet jacks. They don't need us no more. Look at this. Look at this. This thing is carrying boxes. It don't take a smoke break. It don't call off. Look at this. Look at that. Look at that. Look at that. Oh my goodness. Man, we in trouble, man. We are in trouble. We in trouble. Or are we in trouble? What do they have up their sleeve? Yeah, look, Jay Wolf said it. Stacking pallet jacks is mad work, though. They don't have to pay you, though. They don't gotta pay you, though. You know what I'm saying? These things don't call off. They don't need health insurance. They don't need a babysitter. They don't need... They don't get sick. These little robot things, they don't get sick. They just, and you don't think these corporations are going to invest in this because they're going to get more work done? 24 hours. There's no, we closed on the weekends because this thing is always working. You know what I'm saying? Fatal J said, Jay, I sent the super chat. Let me go up real quick. Oh, okay. My bad. I'm my apologies for missing your super chat. Thank you, Fatal J. He said, Jay, do you believe in voting? Voting, aka devotion, is fake. Me personally, that's not my thing, but I don't tell people not to. You know what I'm saying? Just because some people have their own beliefs. You get what I'm saying? Some people really feel that it helps. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not against that. You get what I'm saying? I'm not against that. But me personally, I don't get involved in it. Just off the sake is, you know, I know choosing either side could probably be, you know, the worst decision ever. Like, you know what I'm saying? But we already know who gonna win. I know who gonna win. The lady gonna win. You know what I'm saying? She got all the rappers. She got all the rappers and the pop stars promoting her. She's going to win. You know what I'm saying? She's going to win. She got all of the television people, all of the rappers, all the pop stars talking about her. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's on her team. You ain't even hearing nothing about this guy no more. You know what I mean? It's crazy. Jomar G, thank you for the super chat. He said, I appreciate your work, Jay. I'm praying for you, my brother. That Bible is real. Keep seeking. You're going to see. I just got me another Bible. Because I misplaced my other one when I moved. So I just recently purchased me a Bible. And I'm promising myself this weekend, I'm getting my head in there. I just be cramped with doing these videos. And I got to stop making excuses, man. So, yeah, thank you, man. Thank you, Jomar G, for that super chat, man. I greatly appreciate you. All right, so, yeah, I see that. Esteemed Queen, yeah. And yeah, and she's an AKA. Yeah, that's a fact. All right, so let's get into the lady from That Soul Raven. Now, I haven't seen her in years, but she's gonna explain some stuff about Orlando Brown. It's not too nasty, but you know what I'm saying? She basically called him a liar in a sense, like, you know what I'm saying? And I don't want to sound like a hater, but don't say I didn't tell you so.
Is Orlando Brown crazy, or is he acting?
I thought you were going to ask me about Raven's Home being canceled.
No, I held
no,
that one.
I know.
Or is he acting? Is it all a joke? Is he acting?
I don't think so.
No.
I'm sorry. There's
no,
way
no,
too much
want
vigor
it to be.
Behind
we want
that.
It to be. I
Orlando be locked in. No, I'd be like, it can't be serious.
He was always like that, though. You know, he was. You're right. There's a good point. He was all. It was all. You never knew what was real. You know, and sometimes too, he'd just like lie right to your face. I love him to death. I love him to death. And
you just have to laugh with him.
And I know he loves me. And I know, you know, we used to make music together. We had great times. We used to smoke a lot of weed together. We, you know, but I think. Yeah, I think honestly, like, just because I know, I mean, I think, yeah, maybe a little bit, I don't want to misspeak. I love Orlando. I hope, I don't know if a little bit of brain chemistry has changed from drugs, but he was already kind of like that, already kind of, how do you say, out there, eccentric,
yeah.
Always putting on a show, you know, yeah. In some of the funniest ways. He is one of the funniest people, I said was because I don't work with him anymore,
yeah.
But is one of the funniest people. And, you know, he'd be like, these chains are real. He'd be like, my chains are real. Or, you know, like, tell me how much the diamonds were. And I'm clearly looking at fake jewelry.
Just
like,
oh my God.
Like, well, I don't care, babe. We make the same salary. What the hell?
Why are you trying to lie?
I love you.
Yeah. Yo, I mean, you know what's so crazy, man? You got to understand something about, and I'm not going to kick Orlando Brown's back in, right? But you got to understand, he's been in Hollywood since a child, right? You know what I'm saying? His job is to act. That's why a lot of things you can't really take too serious, because he's an actor. You get what I'm saying? His job is to act, whether he's turning this crazy idea that, or this crazy way of thinking or acting, whether he's turning it on or off. You know what I'm saying? You know, it is what it is, man. But the fact that she, you know, pulled his coattail and said, and said basically, you know, he's a capper is kind of crazy, man. You know what I'm saying? But they should do a reunion. I know Raven is probably not going to be down with doing no reunion with Orlando Brown. You know what I'm saying? After all the things he probably didn't say. But that'd be good. You know what I'm saying? Just do a little quick little reunion. You know what I'm saying? You know, for all the people out there that was on that type of time. All right, Ferrari Khan said something. He said, damn, that's brazy. You talking about Marina. I had a nightmare about her last night. Now, what I will say is this. Do not, if you purchase books and all of this stuff and reading and looking into this lady, be very careful, son. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm going to tell people, because I know a lot of us, we want to know the truth about a lot of these satanic people, but sometimes, you know, you go deep, digging deep, and you can't get out. You know what I'm saying? So if I was y'all, I leave looking into her alone. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be honest with you. I talked about Michelle Lammy, the lady that is married to, she's a witch too, but she's married to Rick Owens. I did a video about her on my Patreon, and I got in trouble the next day. So I just, these people are just, they got some dark energy over them, son. Like, I don't mess with it. But I do want to play the clip, though. You know what I'm saying? I just want to play the clip. All right, so since we on that topic, let's play this Marina Abramovich speaking about Donald Trump, right? She calls Donald Trump a magician, okay? Now, it's going to be very difficult to understand, but if you know, you know, all right? Let's get into it real quick. Salute to everybody in the building, man.
I just want to share with you one really funny opinion. But there is in Lapland, there is a group of the shamans there who do something called collective dreaming. They will go together in seclusion and do the rituals with, you know, eating very little food and being in a solitude for a long time. And they will go and dream the dreams. And the dream have to be collective, same dream. So coming out of this dream, this once of the shaman told me that actually the best thing happened in this planet right now is the Trump to be the president. I said, how is this possible? It's the best thing to happen. He said, yes, because he's so irrational. He's so crazy. That's actually create that awakening that we finally wake up. Because before it will be another guy, and everything looks similar. But he's so different than anything else. So actually, he's the magician who waking us up. What do you think about that? That kind of theory.
Now, I just tried to do some Googles for my peoples out there. And if I'm not mistaken, I seen Donald Trump over there with them shaman people, man. I seen them over there with them. Hold on, let me see if I can find the picture. You know what I'm saying? But he went over there to pray with them people. This was like maybe the beginning of the year. And I remember this. And it was weird looking. I was like, why was he over there with them? But he was over there and he was praying with the shamans. Now, I don't know too much about shamanism. I know they do focus on meditation and stuff like that. Oh, is this it? Is this it? They did a ritual. Yeah, wait. Is this it? Okay. I think they did a ritual over there. Hold on. Let me see. Yeah, they did a ritual on Donald Trump. They did a ritual. I'm trying to see. Yeah, here it go. Yup. And they was doing all kind of stuff. Look. So now let me show y'all the screen real quick, man. So they went over there. They was over there doing rituals and stuff like that. I don't know why. You know what I'm saying? What the point of it was. You know what I mean? But they was doing stuff over there. You know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? I don't know what this is about. I don't know. But they was over there doing stuff. You see they got the white Jesus back there, right? I don't know what that's about. I don't know what that's about. But they was over there, you know what I'm saying, trying to do stuff. Peruvian shamans claim to know the winner of the U.S. election. And this was, let's check the date real quick. This was this is 2016. That's old. I think I seen it recently. That's old, man. I don't know. That's old. Let me just get up off of that. Yeah, that's old. My bad. All right. So while I got y'all here real quick, you know what I'm saying? I want to talk about ownership. You know what I'm saying? Now, so y'all remember, if you don't remember, back in the day, we used to be able to have basically physical products. You know what I'm saying? When we would purchase stuff, we would have physical products. Now we're moving in more into the digital world. And this could be a problem because, salute to Hot Peppers, man. Thank you for subscribing. Now, ownership is very serious because I'm going to play this video and this guy's going to break it down. And then I'm going to give y'all my viewpoint on how I feel about this as well. And then I'm going to read some comments and we're going to talk about K-9 said the first black lady president is crazy. Yeah. But see, this is what I was just saying too, man. Like, you got to look at it. We're in the age of women empowerment, right? So the females are winning, are running the music business, the rap game. You know what I'm saying? Majority of the rappers that are popular today are all women, right? The WNBA now is getting light, right? You got things like fantasy football, which I love to watch. All of these different things, you know what I'm saying, of bringing the light to females or women, right? So it wouldn't be far-fetched to see a woman president. Now, some people may disagree with this, right? Some people may disagree with having a woman as president, right? Some people, that's just their business. But when I look at it from a different point of view, I see that everything is directing towards women having that ability or authority now. You get what I'm saying? But that's good. That's good. We need balance. You know what I'm saying? We need balance. Okay? We do. We need balance. I'm not going to sit here and cap. We need balance. Now, do I think that either one is a good candidate? I told you. I don't get it. I don't get involved in that. You understand what I'm saying? To each his own. But I just find it kind of weird that Marina Abramovich called this dude a magician, right? And she thinks that he's going to be the best candidate for us. Well, they think so. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man, it's kind of like wizardry out here. Everywhere you look is some type of wizardry, man. You know what I'm saying? Tony Montana said, it's mother goddess worship, Jay. I mean, yeah, you could call it that, too. Yeah, you know I mean, you could call it that too, but you know, it is what it is. Ill, thank you, Ill. I appreciate you, man. I pray that the Most High continues to bless you tenfold for that gift that you gave me, man. Thank you, brother. Yeah, I agree, Flashy Murdy. I agree. But, I mean, I just see it. I see it for what it is. Like, you know, let's be honest here. Everything is going in that direction. So, to see all of these rappers and entertainers endorse, you know what I'm saying, the lady, I'm not like surprised, you know what I'm saying, if she does win, you know what I mean, which is tomorrow, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, man, it is what it is though. All right, so let's talk about this ownership thing. I'm going to show y'all this. This is kind of crazy because we don't own jack shit.
And what quietly went away without anyone noticing, ownership. We used to pay money and then the thing actually belonged to us. Now everything is sold as a service, music as a service, movies as a service. We spend and we hold nothing in our hands. This got my wheels turning. I want to talk about it. So at face value, it reminds me of a time when we would buy CDs, DVDs. We could watch or listen to it whenever we wanted. Today, if a movie or song gets removed from all platforms, there could literally be no official way to access it. What it got me thinking about was the future of the public record and who is actually in control of it. Remember during the Super Bowl when Alicia Keys hit that bad note and the next day all the official media had the note fixed?
Some people want it all.
If it weren't for people having their own archive, the official record is actually a lie. It's an intentional misrepresentation of what actually happened. And it's all fun and games when you're talking about just entertainment. But what happens with things that are more important? And I just think about the ripple effect of what this could mean longer term. Like, who is the controller of truth or of reality? I think that we're going to start to see fractures in having what you remember be different from what the public historical record is of that moment in time. So this concept of ownership for me is more about control over consumption and, as a result, global understanding of the truth. I'm mostly just thinking out loud, but I do think it could be a great basis for a case study or a thesis. I'm not gonna write it, but one of y'all should, because I think there's a lot to unpack there. But what do you think about all this? Let me know.
So streaming was the beginning of us not owning for the things that we purchase, right? Digital products. This was basically the beginning of us not owning digital files. Like, when you look at it, like MP3s, when Napster and all of them LimeWire things came into play, and it was affecting the music business, right? But we, in a sense, we felt like we owned that music because we were downloading. In all reality, it was just digital. Like, we still didn't physically own that song. You get what I'm saying? So if you downloaded something, you don't physically own it, which is why they can make changes to certain things. Now, I remember gaming consoles like Xbox and PlayStation. A lot of people that were gamers were speaking about this same situation, how they were upset at certain networks, right? I'm not sure in particular, but certain networks were allowing people to download games, and then you would spend $50, $60 for these games, and then next thing you know, the network would take the game off. So now you just spent $60 for a game, and they took it away from you, right? But what I'm saying is that when you take a look at this, this is preparing people for, you know, non-ownership of things. Now, I've showed y'all videos before where people from the World Economics Forum said that you will own nothing and be happy. They want to take away your kitchen supplies. Okay, they don't want you to have a power drill. You won't own that. You'll rent it. You know what I'm saying? Washing machines, things that they feel, even your vehicle. You know what I'm saying? Things that they feel are not a necessity, that they feel we don't need. Okay, now these are the people that dictate, all right, where the future goes. Not saying that they hold weight, but they dictate where the future goes, which way we are headed. Salute to Lyricist. Thank you, Lyricist. I greatly appreciate you, sir, for exposing the truth. God bless you. Salute, Lyricist. Thank you. God bless you, too. I pray the Most High continues to bless you as well and all your endeavors, man. Greatly appreciate it. And y'all check out Lyricist's music too, man. She's a dope MC, by the way. But I think when I look at stuff like this, right? And if you've been following my channel for a long time, y'all know that a lot of these elitists, these people that are in higher positions, such as Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, the guy named Yuri, whatever his name is. They're pushing for this whole, you know, non-ownership thing. Now, their reason is because they feel that it's going to protect the environment. They think you can save energy, okay, by not having or owning a power drill. I don't know how the two correlates, but in their sick, twisted mind, it does. Okay, and they feel, let me see if I can find that video. Maybe I can find it. Because it's on my YouTube. But I want to show, I'm going to show y'all anyway. Let me just, because the lady said it. She was like, hey, you know, we don't think it'll be suitable for people to own anything. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, the more you take a look at this stuff, you know, it's no surprise, man. You know what I'm saying? It really is no surprise. Hold on. Let me just, give me a second, y'all. I'm going to get this up there and show y'all. Yeah, it's really crazy these days. I gotta go back at least a year. Yeah, man, I just don't understand why they want to do that. But the fact is that you don't, you know, we don't own the music that we download. You know what I'm saying? You can buy a song and the song would just randomly just disappear. Like, yeah, you know what, we don't think you need this song anymore. Or they can switch it to, you know, non-explicit or whatever. You know, you purchase explicit version and they just switch it. You know what I'm saying? And to me, I don't think that's fair, but you know, this is where we're headed, to not owning anything. You know what I'm saying? Non-ownership of anything. Dang, did they make me take that down? I think they did, yo, because I don't see it on my channel. I think they made me take that video down. Dang. Yep, they did. They did. They made me take it down, y'all. Dang, man. Ah, man, I wanted to show y'all. The lady was like, yeah, you can't, y'all ain't going to own nothing. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, let me see if I can find it. I ain't gonna hold y'all up, man. The lady was like, y'all ain't gonna own jack. You know what I mean? Let's see if we can find it, man. Okay, World Economics Forum. Let me see. World Economics. Economics. Yeah, man, they don't want you to have nothing. Take your music away first. That's how you get a hold of them people. Hey, where that lady at, man? I don't want to pull up the Patreon. That's doing too much. They said they want to take away the power drill. Okay. Nope, that ain't it. Well, I guess I don't know. I can't find it. It was a skinny Caucasian lady, and she was like, "Yeah, you want to take the ownership?" Let's see. Yeah, Jay trying to find it for y'all. I can't do it. I'm trying. Oh, well. I ain't going to slow the show down. Hey, Jay, you need to save all your shows from past. Yeah, I do. Salute to BP, man. Just L said, afternoon, everyone. Salute. All right, so what I want to talk about, though, before I end this. They said I was about to leave. Quentin said, my bad, yo. My bad, man. I couldn't find it, but there's a video out there of a lady saying that, you know, I didn't want to deter the show, but she basically was saying that they don't want people to own pretty much anything with electronic supplies, which is kind of strange. And then, you know, you got stuff out there where they talk about you ain't going to have everybody going to be wearing one outfit and all of this stuff. I don't understand that, man. It's kind of strange why they want to do that and take people's ownership away. But this is what they do. They rather you just be conflicted. All right. So, yeah, man. So all my peoples out there, we talked about it, man. We got it done. I'm going to read some people in the chat real quick. Neither candidate is for you. The president is a figurehead. Yeah, I feel that. Sheesh was playing beats too much. I'm here. Salute Ace High, man. Yeah, Kyoko said, I miss the old days. I do too, but then you think about it, was it even any better? You know what I'm saying? Because I grew up in the 90s, you know what I'm saying? You had a lot more. I will say the world is more peaceful, which is what I think they want to do. You know what I'm saying? They want more peace here, but we had to deal with a lot of violence. You know what I'm saying? The streets weren't as safe as they are today, if that makes sense. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and salute to all my people on the West Coast. Like, back in the 90s, you couldn't wear certain colors. Like, them people would just smoke you, okay, if you walked down the wrong block in California. I heard stories. Like, you, there was no, yo, where you from, none of that. You would just end up on a T-shirt. And you had places like Chicago where they was taking people out of here the way you wore your hat. You wore your hat to the left, you get smoked. You wore your hat to the right, you get smoked. There was no questions asked. So, you know, nowadays, you know, you can pretty much, you know, live freely. You see a bunch of tourists walking around in these dangerous areas. You know, Harlem in the 90s was very dangerous. Now you got Timmy and Tom from Oswego, New York, coming out there, you know, just walking up and down the street like it's no problem. You know what I'm saying? So we live in a different day and age now, and I think that's what they want. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know. I don't know how I feel. That's actually a good thing because, you know, it's still stuff that goes on, you know, but It's a little, they said, Chosen One said, the world is definitely not more safer. Well, depends on where you live, you know what I'm saying? Depends on where you live, but, you know, in certain places in major cities, major areas, it was very dangerous to be, you know what I'm saying? And now, with things like gentrification going on, a lot of these places are much safer. It's more cameras. You know what I'm saying? It's the police are more on call. Now, if you live in Little Rock, Arkansas, somewhere, you know what I'm saying? The police may not care. You know what I'm saying? You live in Gary, Indiana, or something, the police may not care what happened to you. You get what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, you're going to see stuff that happens, but, you know, in major cities, you know what I'm saying, it's a lot safer. You know what I'm saying? She said, what? Okay, let's play it again real quick. Let's play it again. Y'all want to see it real quick with Marina Abramovich? I'm assuming that's why the peoples is here. Let's go again.
You know, I chose to share with you one really funny opinion. But there is, in Lapland, there is a group of the shamans there who do something called collective dreaming. They will go together in seclusion and do the rituals with, you know, eating very little food and being in a solitude for a long time. And they will go and dream the dreams. And the dream have to be collective, same dream. So coming out of this dream, this once of the shaman told me that actually the best thing happened in this planet right now is the Trump to be the president. I said, how is this possible? It's the best thing to happen. He said, yes, because he's so irrational. He's so crazy. That's actually create that awakening that we finally wake up. Because before it will be another guy, and everything looks similar. But he's so different than anything else. So he's the magician who's waking us up. What do you think about that?
A lot of times.
ETN, same time.
Laying down on the ground at midnight.
Yeah, sleeping.
The thing that raised some eyebrows with people is when I dropped the information about Quincy Jones. This Quincy Jones brought in Fresh Prince. And his first movie was what? 6 Degrees of Separation. Quincy Jones brought in Fresh Prince.
About that audio of Tupac that mysteriously disappeared.
When Tupac said no, that's when Tupac was mocked for death. Why? Because Tupac was engaged to Quincy Jones' daughter. Quincy Jones' daughter was best friend was Aaliyah.
Yeah, man. Is this world that we live in, I will say, is wicked. When the veil got lifted, we seen all this wickedness that was going on. At least I did. You know what I'm saying? At least I did. I seen it. You know, but for that woman to call Donald Trump a magician speaks a lot, speaks volumes. Now, I don't know who's going to win. I don't know. It's still a mystery to me. But knowing that this is a high-ranking witch, I don't doubt that, you know, they're playing with some type of occultic practices to get the job done. Will it work? We shall find out. Okay, we shall find out. All right, we shall find out. Now, what threw me off, right? And I'm going to say this before I get up out of here. What throws me off is that she was caping for Donald Trump, right? But she's close friends with Lady Gaga. Now, I just seen Lady Gaga was endorsing the lady, right? And yeah, you know, it's I mean, not to say that she got to pick a side, but I just kind of see, you know, it's kind of strange, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? Kind of strange. They say that it said, I had the DVD in 09 of Professor Griff, Ben Woke. Salute, you man. Yeah, Nunya said, witches on both sides. That's true, too. That is true, too. But I'm just taking a look at all of this information, man. And it's no secret that, you know, it's a lot of wicked stuff that goes on. For the people that's late, did y'all see this? Because we played this at the beginning of the video, but let's play it again.
Jay-Z and Beyonce have purchased their own private island in the Bahamas. Small island north of Walker's Key in the Abacos for just under $3 million. There is a natural harbor on the west side of the island, and the island can accommodate an airstrip of at least 5,000 feet.
The plane crashed only 200 feet from the end of the runway in Marsh Harbor, which is in the Abacos.
Yeah. So when you see Jay-Z and Beyonce, they ducking and hiding. Yo, where they been at? Nobody ain't seen them. Why she ain't come to the president thing? She's hiding on her island. Okay? She's hiding on her island. The ish about to hit the fan. And a lot of these celebrities are hiding because DT already said he will reveal the names that's on that list. He said it. He said he's going to tell who was on the list. He said it. I didn't say it. He did. He said, I'm going to tell who was on that list. Do I got to show y'all again? And then I get up off of here, because I know y'all tired of hearing my voice. I know. I'm tired of hearing my voice too, man. But he said it. He said it, man. Not me. He said, yo, I'm going to reveal the names that was on that list. That's what he said. Not me. He said it. Let me get to that video. I'm going to show y'all. Hang in there. I got it right here. I ain't lose it. It's right here. I just never have nothing ready. But if you catching the replay, gang, man, you'll see it. Oh, I can't even show y'all that. That's another Marina Abramovich video. I can't even show it. They doing some believable things to some young people that I don't want to show. It's too raw for YouTube. Mess around, lose my channel showing that. Yup. Y'all gotta follow me on Twitter, man. J Marvelous on Twitter, man. I be sharing a lot of crazy stuff up there. If you on Twitter, man. Yup, Donald Trump said it though. He was like, yo, here you go. Right here, y'all. Here, look. Hold on, y'all. I'ma pull it up. Pull it up real quick. We not playing. We is not playing. This is why these people is hiding right now, bro. You gots to understand. You know what I'm saying? You gotta understand why these people is hiding right now. Let's get the audio up for y'all so y'all don't feel left out. And then I'ma end the live. But this is why though. Mute the music. Let's get it.
But a lot of big people went to that island.
Yeah. Beyonce and them.
Unfortunately, I was not one of them.
Ooh. It's just very strange for a lot of people that the list of clients that went to the island has not been made public.
Yeah, it's very interesting, isn't it? Probably will be, by the way. Probably.
So if you're able to, you'll be...
Yeah, I'd certainly take a look at it. Now, Kennedy's interesting because it's so many years ago. You know, they do that for danger, too, because, you know, it endangers certain people, et cetera, et cetera. So Kennedy is very different from the Epstein thing. But, yeah, I'd be inclined to do the Epstein. I'd have no problem with it. But a lot of people went to that island.
Yeah, yeah.
But fortunately, I was not one of them.
Yeah.
It's just very strange for a lot of
people. Yeah, yeah. So, you know, they're going to do their willpower to make sure he's not in power, because they be damned if they get exposed. That's why you see a lot of these people endorsing that lady. You get what I'm saying? They secrets cannot be revealed. They refuse. You know what I'm saying? They refuse to have their secrets revealed, man. But salute to everybody, man. I hope y'all have a blessed day. Like I said, man, make sure y'all tapping on the Patreon, man. There's over 500 videos on the Patreon, man. Some uncensored stuff that you can't find on YouTube. For some strange reason, YouTube makes me take down my videos. It be too raw. You know what I'm saying? It be too raw. But I got a video up there. I talked about 15-minute cities. And that was basically the video where the woman explained that we will own pretty much nothing. All right. So if you want to take a look at that, if you on the Patreon, just type in 15-minute cities on my Patreon channel and the video will come up. All right. And the very first clip in that video is a lady explaining how they don't want you to have nothing. All right, but check out this video, The Ultimate Sacrifice in Entertainment, How Entertainers Lose Loved Ones. Got plenty of videos over there, man, that'll give you information. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? If you want to learn this stuff, man, I'm going to start looking out for the members too. You know what I'm saying? Only thing is, YouTube is still strict even for the members on this channel. So I don't know how to work around that, man. But salute to everybody, man. Yaz Calabri, thank you for becoming a member. Thank you, man. I appreciate you. Billy Batson said, raw like the ODB. Yeah, I got something for y'all today, too. Don't worry. I'm going to drop a video this evening for y'all. This is going to be... this is going to be crazy. Definitely can't put this on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to talk about it since the elections is going on. Yeah, they said, let's see, man. Who are we talking about? They said, Trisha said, J pop-up show, like pop-up stores, suddenly J. Yeah, exactly. You never know which way, you know what I'm saying? Never know. Yeah, is he going live today? I don't know. Just check and see. Right, any Matt videos coming soon? Probably not. Made me take that down, too. I don't know what it is with that Terra Infinite map, but they don't really... you know, like people talking about that. That's all I say. I uploaded the map on the Patreon and it made the Patreon freeze. I don't know what that was about, but Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that goes on behind the scenes, y'all. You know what I'm saying? You can't just say anything. You know what I mean? But salute to everybody, man. I love y'all all. I'll be back tomorrow if there's something to talk about. If not, I hope y'all have a blessed and wonderful day. Thank you to all of those that show love to the channel, man. Y'all greatly appreciate it. Pray that the Most High continues to bless you all and have a wonderful, wonderful day. Peace.